Hey guys, welcome to Entrepreneurs Uncut. This is the preview episode where I get to explain a little bit about the podcast and my background and how this all came about. So Entrepreneurs Uncut is really all about understanding the real life stories behind the people that make business happen. It's the uncut version. Not normally what people would have seen or heard before, particularly what it's taken people to build their businesses from a personal point of view, some of the unsaid challenges and things that they've had to navigate through in life to be able to get to where they are. Now, our guests on the podcast are typically accomplished entrepreneurs, people in business that have started and managed businesses, whether that be for a few years or for a few decades. The experience range ranges, but one thing they all do have in common is they are real business owners, and they have put money down, and they've had an idea that they've had to take from conception in through to execution. And throughout that journey, there's definitely been many ups and downs along the way. For anyone who's been in business, that certainly should ring true. I guess my background, personally, was always having grown up in that environment, an entrepreneurial background. Since I was born, my father was an entrepreneur himself. He always had three or four businesses running at the same time. He was a real visionary type character. And, that's kind of like all I've ever known and lived with. It actually rubbed off on me at an early age where, right from the age of 10, I was mowing lawns in my local suburb, really trying to create my first business. And I remember, my dad really, really supporting me with that. And even though my mum was kind of shit scared of what would happen to me, it proved to be a great experience. And the thing that I got out of that was, in business, if you provide a great product or service, and you work hard, you will be rewarded for it. And even at the age of 10, that made so much sense to me. Moving on in my life, unfortunately, that mentorship with my father got cut short. He passed away at 36, such a young age. And it made me become a bit skeptical about business. Was this really worth it? Even at his young age with so many opportunities, I felt like, really he hadn't captured all the opportunities and seized, all the success that he could have because his life was cut so short. So it left me a bit bitter and jaded about the subject of business and entrepreneurship. And, as I traveled through the path, I thought maybe a corporate career was for me. So I went to uni and did a commerce accounting degree and study that because it's the language of business. But I just couldn't see myself in that environment. I knew business was for me. I had to get in and started. And my first opportunity was with a service station up in the Blue Mountains, quite a large service station with about a $14 million turnover with 25 full-time staff, 24/7 operation. And at the age of 21, along with my brother-in-law, who was my business partner, we entered that site, and that was my first real exposure to business. That was a terrifying first 6 months. It was just a lot of money out the door, and it just showed me in that early example that in business you could have an idea and a dream of what you want to achieve, but the reality could actually be a lot different. It's your job, it's your duty to take what you've got and drive it towards that ideal dream. It doesn't drive itself. Luckily, the good news story is that with that business was 5 years later, it ended up becoming a top 30 site nationally in the Caltex network, and we're able to sell to Caltex because it was so valuable. And that got me back down to Sydney, where through a family connection, I met my next business partner who had just established a construction company in the Sydney CBD. And after spending a couple of weeks helping him out, we ended up striking a deal and become partners in that business, where we took it from circa $500,000 turnover in that first year with about three staff to a $65 million business with 70 full-time staff in 2018. And that was a real rocket ride. You know, almost went broke in that business again as well. But we also achieved some incredible things, particularly having been awarded the BRW Fast 100 Growing Companies in Australia 3 years in a row. It was an amazing journey. I learned a lot. And, you know, at that point, you know, with 2 decades of business experience under my belt, you know, I decided that, you know, my true purpose was to help other people in business. And I decided to step out on the other side and become a business coach where, you know, I get the privilege to be able to help many other businesses at varying stages, you know, really achieve what they want for their business. And working with the business owners themselves and their leadership teams, you know, I'm proud to say for the last few years I've been doing exactly that. I guess, you know, probably brings me to the question about why I started this podcast. And obviously, you know, having, you know, the 2 decades worth of personal business experience and have gone through many ups and downs in my own journey, and also in the last few years having worked with many other entrepreneurs and knowing their journeys, you know, it's just incredible the amount of stories that are out there and how inspiring, you know, entrepreneurs are and business owners are and how important they are in the community. I felt like it came to the point where, you know, it was important that I wanted to be able to share some of those stories with you, the audience, because I feel like, you know, through the experiences of others, we all are able to learn and become better. And I think that really helps us, you know, lift our kind of motivations and actually inspires us, you know, to stay on our path and to be resolute. You know, because business is challenging, and there's sometimes that all of us, myself included, throughout the journey, can doubt whether we should be doing it. I think that's just, you know, those honest moments of truth where you need that inspiration, you need that other story from one of your peers or someone that you don't know, just to know that you're not alone, and it's you know, there's a lot of other people out there, good people that are also, you know, on the journey and fighting the good fight of being able to run businesses and, you know, keep people employed, keep families functioning. We play a massive role in society, business owners and entrepreneurs. We are the pillar of society, and, you know, countries, the whole world would not work in our market system without people like the entrepreneur and business owners risking their capital, you know, putting in the blood, sweat and tears required to be able to get their businesses up off the ground and, you know, not only provide value for their clients and the world at large, but also, you know, their employees and the families of those employees. You know, that's something that I've always taken very, very seriously, and it's a leadership position, whether you like it or not. You know, being a business owner means you're signing up to becoming a leader. And I think this podcast is really about acknowledging those leaders in society, not the celebrities, but the men and women on the street, you know, just people like just you and I, really acknowledging them, giving their moment to share their story and feel acknowledged that they have actually achieved something great. And, you know, I think from each and every interview that I've done, you know, I've always taken something out of that, whether it be a learning or a bit of knowledge, you know, whether it be a bit of inspiration and motivation or just feeling happy that you know, they've been acknowledged and in a way be able to reflect on myself and acknowledge myself for having taken the risks and having worked all those hours to be able to create, you know, the businesses that I have. I think it's an important thing that we never forget as business owners, that we should acknowledge each other, support each other, and, you know, keep on fighting the good fight. So that hopefully gives you a great picture of what this podcast is about. You know, Entrepreneurs Uncut. You know, it's the uncut story. It's the real, raw, honest, open truth about people's journeys and, you know, what they've been able to learn along the way. Guys, I really appreciate you subscribing to the podcast, and I hope you enjoy the episodes. I've had an immense amount of pleasure being able to interview such a wide variety of guests, and you know, it always reminds me, you know, how grateful, you know, I am, and we all should be to be able to live in this country and be able to have an opportunity to be business owners and entrepreneurs and create. You know, many other people in the globe don't get this opportunity. So, again, you know, it's just been nice to be able to, you know, share the stories and, you know, everyone to feel acknowledged. You know, it's onwards and upwards. So, guys, I hope you enjoy the podcast.